Hey, this is a dark tangent, organizer of DEF CON. You're about to listen to some speeches from DEF CON 3, held July 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, 1995. Now, the Tropicana has since been renovated. This speech and all speeches are copywritten, all rights reserved, the Dark Tangent, and DEF CON Communications. Permission is expressly granted, though, for educational, non-profit use. If you have any more questions about DEF CON, or want to send me some email about the copyright status, please email me at dt@defcon.org, or the website is www.defcon.org. Now, kick back, get ready for some good speeches, and thanks for supporting it.
Signature of the virus is all you need to detect it, and then you can reliably clean it, which sucks. Undetectability isn't possible. Unidentifiability is possible, and making the virus uncleanable, I think, is very possible. Our garbage generator also generates some real DOS calls that it dumps inside the decryption engine, DOS version checks, DOS services installed checks, default drive, get current directory, which we pipe into the previously executed code that we don't need. I really wanted to bring this with me today, but stuff is not coming together with part of it, the part I'm going to get to right now. We use key permutations to try and lessen the ability to cryptanalyze the ciphertext, and he and I are still working on that. What we think may be robust, you know, we want to make sure is robust in most situations. It's not necessary that every key permutation make the virus undetectable, just that a strong enough, that a percentage of them is strong enough that all instances can't be detected cryptographically, then a scanner would be useless and they wouldn't implement that method. Also, scanners like Thunderbytes tend to scan only, I use Thunderbyte as the de facto because it's my favorite. FPROT does this too. They scan around the entry point and they can follow some jumps, but he and I were thinking the idea, kind of like Commander Bomber, taking pieces out of both an EXE and a COM, and with EXEs you run into relocation problems, but taking pieces out of the executables and filling in garbage code, jumps, and polymorphic decryption instructions. I'm not sure how that's going to impact Thunderbyte and FPROT and all the major scanners, heuristic scanners, just yet. We haven't got that implemented working correctly. It kind of works. But I think if we stack 500-600 jumps into a moderately sized COM file, yeah, we're going to bulk it up. We're going to bulk it up good, but they're not going to be able to identify us, and they're not going to be able to ever clean it up. On EXE files, and, well, on any file that you infect, you know, you're going to replace some bytes in the header or in the beginning of the file with your virus code or pointers to your entry point. Cleaners, you know, rely on getting that back. And, you know, the first type of cleaner goes, it targets your saved bytes and writes them back. So the idea that Priest got that we have implemented is encrypting the bytes pulled out of the header or the beginning of the file. Encrypting them by just a key and then saving the key would be pretty stupid because, well, then they could just decrypt them themselves. So we figured we'd use a good size key. A 1500-byte virus is a 1500-byte key. Generate a random pointer to the inside of the non-self-modifying portion of the virus. Save your pointer. Encrypt by the body of the virus. Any antivirus program that wants to decrypt is going to have a full copy of the virus in it. I don't think any antivirus distributor is going to go around distributing full viruses. Except who? Except CentralPoint. Thunderbyte clean, or excuse me, FPROT, and no wait, he said AVP. That's right. Has gone to full CPU simulation in software, and people have told me that that's gonna thwart attempts to stop the cleaner. I started thinking about that yesterday when he told me about it. I haven't gotten anything new in antivirus for the last 6 months because I lost some valuable board connections. But just in thinking about that, I've thought of a couple ways to probably defeat CPU simulators right now. First, we're going to have to get really intimate with their code. We're going to have to see what kind of holes they've got in their processor emulation. They will have holes because nobody, not a virus writer, not an antivirus programmer, nobody knows every hole in the processor, and there's going to be one that I know that they don't, or one that they know that I don't. I think we need to see whether or not they support the timer correctly in their CPU simulation. If we can use that to determine whether or not we're being simulated, we can just shut down, or we can restore to a bogus entry point. Also, disinfection on execution is a possible way to thwart cleaning on execution with a CPU simulator. If your virus requires that it be called to, as DOS, to clean the executable, they're going to have to simulate you replacing the interrupt. Then suppose you install some self-modifying code in DOS. Let's say you, kind of like a tunneler, you throw in your reconstruction code right onto the DOS segment. They're going to either have to copy the entire DOS area so that you have access to it, and you're going to have to be able to call it. And that's opening a pretty big door for them. I don't know. I can't quite put this right. There'd be a way around that. You'd have to probably go to protected mode to do it and simulate an entire DOS environment. I imagine that could work. But just, they're not going to give you access outside what they think you should be addressing in the simulated CPU. And I don't think they're going to be able to cope with real interrupt calls if you're trying to change the code that's there. The last thing that I wanted to say, I got another thing. If anybody knows anything about VXD programming or Windows, I want to talk to them because I have this real desire to, mess with Windows users. And seeing as how Windows 95 is going to be released really soon, I've looked for information on VXDs. I'm not going to buy the SDK. There's no way I'm buying the SDK. But if anybody knows anything about VXD programming, I'd like to talk to them, because I think that's the next way to go, is to start sticking viruses in that work with Windows and Windows 95. The last thing I wanted to mention is a call. I saw this call in Vlad magazine number 3. I don't know if anyone's written a virus to exploit it yet or not. I wrote just a sample little common factor to test it out, and it works with Thunderbyte, I believe, 602, but don't quote me on that. They're active monitors. It's a DOS network services call, interrupt 21 function 63. And basically what it does, you set up a parameter block of your registers and call it, and you'd call it if you were making a network request. If there's no network server installed, it gets handed to a point. It gets handed to the regular interrupt 21. There are incompatibilities if you just call interrupt 21 with the parameters supplied, and you're going to have to make sure really carefully that you canonicalize any file names that you're going to use through this call. If you don't, it'll crash. You don't get an error. You don't get a carry flag. It just crashes. So you've got to make sure you do file name canonicalized calls before. But basically, it boils down to, if you do your write calls and you're open with write calls and your write attribute calls through this server, any active monitor I've used doesn't catch it right now. It doesn't get intercepted by the regular Interrupt 21 ISR, because Interrupt 21 never gets called. It gets handed off directly to an entry point. Yeah, they could easily write something to catch this call. They'd either have to use their original Int 21 ISR over with a self-modifying jump at the end, or with passing it parameters, or they're going to have to code a separate ISR. Either way, it's going to take them a little bit of time, so we've probably got a few-month window here that we can use that to our advantage. I think I'm tapped out. So if anyone wants to talk to me later, that'll be cool. I'm going to get away from this mic now because I hate this. Oh, yeah, and if you didn't get one of the cool KRAD Cult of the Dead Cat floppies, this is a text file group that we started, me and this guy right here. Turn around, Tom. Me and this guy started in 92. We're not really making fun of Cult of the Dead Cow, but we're kind of heisted their style because we thought it was kind of funny. And we're kind of making fun of the PC virus scene. So you can see all the great things we say about Falcon Schism and Nuke and all that good stuff. Tom is a Falcon Schism member, by the way, so we have grounds to say it. But
we rag on ourselves.
Okay. Yeah. So if you want one of these, they got cool compiled programs on them and a custom boot block with a cool VGA screen. So be sure and check them out. I got them up here.
We are legitimate because one of our viruses, the spam virus from issue two.
We're actually listed now, and we're up to issue about 211, and we're releasing them on the net now. But back in 92, I wrote this leprosy hack called spam. And I was PB scanning the directory that spams in on this disk and found out that, yes, Thunderbyte does list spam as a variant.
And we have a new, we wrote this new virus. It's a subliminal virus. What it does is it runs, it executes, and it tells you to blow up your computer and various other things. And basically, if you're stupid, you will do that. And it will cause hardware damage. And it works. We've released it to various government agencies all over the place, and people are blowing up their computers. And it's a crazy thing, but it works. It's a new form of virus. I can tell you guys like basics, echo, space, you know, and what you want. It's really a beautiful thing. Or you can like type, you know, then it shows a little text file with some little text in there. It's a complex batch file type of thing. Yeah. Also, we have Pascal versions of it as well, for all those hardcore Pascal programmers out there. Big crowd. Because CDC's got all the clout, we make all the girlies shout. Come on, everyone scream. Oh, CDC. Oh. Cult of the dead cat. I wear polyester. I walk with a limp. People scream, Mahatma McAfee. You're the Mac Daddy Pimp. I wear my gold chains. They're all made of plastic. Get badass, funky, fresh with my suit that's elastic.